Thanks for downloading this message from Pastor Mike's podcast. May God bless you as you listen.
I want to ask you all to move over this way and to just sit on the floor over here, because you're going to be part of us telling the big story today. And today, you guys are all going to be workers looking for a job, okay? You're all down at the Centrelink office and you're wanting a job. And you are hanging out at the Centrelink office hoping somebody comes there and says, I'm needing some workers. Are you ready? Are you ready to work hard? You're ready to work really hard. You are? Fantastic, because I'm looking for some good workers, all right? So I'm just going to go over here and start the story. But when I come over to you at the Centrelink office looking for workers, then I want you to be enthusiastic about getting a job today. Okay? You ready for that? All right, here we go. Here I am in my house, and I've woken up. The alarm's gone off at 4:30 in the morning because today is a very big day. Ho-ho! It's fantastic. The vineyard is ready to be picked. All of my wonderful grapes are ripe and full and plump and just filled with juicy goodness. We are going to get a fantastic harvest today. And you know what? We need to get it all off today. It's all got to come off because there's rain forecast for tomorrow. And you know what happens if the vineyard gets rain on it? All those lovely grapes might split and be ruined or get mildew on them. We don't want that. So I've got to get them all off today. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to race off. I'm going to get some good workers. We're going to work hard all day for me. And they are going to make sure that we get all of the fruit off today. Here I go. Hey, workers, anybody here looking for a job today? Yeah. Yes, a few. I need some really good workers, and I've got my treasure box here. I'm going to pay you. Anyone who works for me today will get 2 lollies. Who would like to work for me today? Jump up and show me your enthusiasm if you are a very anxious worker. All right. Yes, you are very enthusiastic. Yes, yes, 3. 1, 2, 3. I think I need 2 more. Yes. And yes, wonderful. Come on. You go over here to my vineyard. I'll take 1 more. Yes, you. Sorry, guys. I don't need the rest of you just now, but maybe I'll need some more later. So just wait here. I got a couple of bonus workers. Fantastic. All right. Now, you guys are going to pick my grapes for me, okay? You can see the vines all around us. There's those lovely grapes. I want you to be picking the grapes off the vines, and I want to see lots of work. When I blow my whistle, it'll be time for the shift to stop, and you can have a break for a while, okay? So let's see your picking. Okay. All right. Away you go. Picking away. Oh, wow. Doing a great job. All right. Working hard. It's lunchtime, so sit down and have a bite of lunch, and I'm going to look at what you've been doing. Oh, I can see that they've been working hard, but there are so many grapes on my vines, more than I even realized. You know what I think I need to do? I think I need to get some more workers to help you. So just have a little break for lunch, and I'll be back in a second. Hey, guys, it turns out I need some more workers. I need 3 more workers who are going to work for me today. Yes, okay, you. And yes, jumping around there. And yes, off you go. Come over to my vineyard. But hang around, I might need some more later. All right, time for second shift, okay? It's lots of picking. We want to see lots of those vines getting picked and lots of grapes in my buckets, all right? Ready? Off you go. Oh, they are working hard. Oh, fantastic workers I've got today. Afternoon tea time. Sit down, have a break. You've worked so hard, and I'm just going to check out your work. Oh, look, I can see. Oh, there's so many grapes here. It's a wonderful harvest. But you know what? I don't think it's going to get finished. I'm going to have to grab some more people. Okay, I need 4 more workers. Yes, and yes, and yes, and yes. Okay, come on, you 4. Maybe with your help, I can get it all sorted out. All right. Come on over. I might need some more help, so just hang on here. All right. Afternoon shift about to go. I want you to work extra, extra hard because we've got to get things finished. Ready? Off you go. Excellent. There's 1 hour to go, and I know you've been working so hard, you need a little break for this last push. Oh, you're up to there. You've done a fantastic job. Take a seat, have a bit of a breather, and we'll see if we can knock it all off. Oh, we're close. We're so close, but I don't think we're quite going to finish. Okay, all of you, I've got 1 hour's work to do. If you're prepared to come and work really hard for me, I'll pay you a fair wage, okay, for an hour. Is that okay? Yeah, come on. Let's go. All right, everybody, last shift. I want to see everybody working hard. Oh, awesome. Pickers. Six o'clock, tools down. You're up to the roof. Okie dokie. And you guys have done a fantastic job. I've just been to look at all of the vines and you've picked every single grape in my vineyard. My harvest is totally brought in and it's all down to you guys. So give yourself a great big round of applause. Now, I know that we agreed that I would pay you a fair wage, didn't I? I said to all of you a fair wage for the day. So I'm going to pay you all, and I think I'm going to pay you starting with those who came last to work and then working my way along to those who started at the beginning. So if you started at the beginning of the day, you've been picking all day, I want you to go there. Next group of three here. Next group of four here. And then all of those who came for the last hour, I want you to come over here for your pay. All right. Okay. Now, I agreed with those guys, didn't I, that I would give them 2 lollies if they worked all day for me, didn't I? Is that right? Okay. Well, here you go. Here's 2 lollies for you. 2 lollies for you. 2 lollies. You're right?
Oh.
You haven't got the union on your side, have you?
Not me.
Not you? 2 for you. Oh, there's... And 2 for you. No, you're up the other end. You're up the other end. All right, so that's all of the guys who came at the last. Now, who are the guys who came second last? Oh, those 4. Okay. Well, look, I'm going to give you 2. You worked really hard, and I'm going to give you 2 as well. 2 for you and 2 for you. Now, I had some that came second. Who were you? Come over here. I think there were 3 of you, weren't there? Some of you got mixed up about where you were. Okay, 2 for you. 2 for you, sweetie. 2 for you. 2 for you. Have you got some yet? Haven't been paid yet. Thank you for working so hard. 2 for you. All right, and now this... What's the matter? So, tell me what you're thinking over here. Does this seem fair to you? Why is it not? Why doesn't it seem fair? Bethy, you're a thoughtful person. Does it seem fair to you?
Yeah.
Why? What are you thinking?
They work for an hour.
And you get the same pay. Doesn't quite seem fair. These workers are putting up a bit of a protest. Do you want to give me a protest? Well, you know what, guys? You agreed with me, didn't you, at the very beginning, that you were happy to work for me for 2 lollies, didn't you? And now you're angry at me because I want to be generous to those others who only work for a while. I'm very happy to pay you just what I said I would. Not cheating you, but I do want to be generous to those other guys who worked in the whole long time. Even though they only work for a while and you work for the whole long day. Good job, good job. All right. Thank you, everybody, for being part of our story. Would you like to go and sit over here? So I want to tell you a little bit about that story. Oh. Oh, you guys didn't get any. Would you like some? 2 for you. And 2 for you. I think you got some already. All right, come and sit down over here. Now, the story that I told you is a Bible story. It's one of the stories that Jesus told. And he told that story, and he said that the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, is like the story that he told. And the reason that he told that story is that he wanted us to understand just how generous our Heavenly Father wants to be to us. In the story, I was the vineyard owner, but in the way Jesus tells the story, I was really God. And he wanted us to know that God wants to be generous to us, and he loves to give us his grace and his mercy. And it's not that we have to work for it or earn it, but that he just wants to be generous to us. He's so generous. He's so generous to us that even when we don't deserve it, he loves to give. And that's how his heart is, full of generosity towards his people. Let's pray together. Lord, we've been thinking about the living water today too, and about how that flows into us and out of us. You are so generous with us in those things. You are so generous with your love and mercy, with that living water of grace that flows into our lives. And I thank you for your generous heart. May you be with all of us today in understanding that more and receiving from you the gift that you have to give. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, good job. Thank you for helping out with the story and the message today. It's a very simple message about God's generous heart. What's that? Oh, didn't he? Riley, didn't you get any? Your sister will help you to have those. Parents, my apologies if I've given your children a sugar fix and if this causes problems for you. My humblest apologies.
Thanks for listening to this message by Pastor Mike Ford of the Rockingham Mandra Lutheran Parish. For information about our church and our service times, you can call the office on 9593 9545. God bless you.